Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor. We hope Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I have some beautiful things to share with you this morning. I believe you are going to be blessed. If you have your Bible with you, I want you to turn to Romans chapter 3. And I want to read from verse 20. You know, several years ago, I attended a service somewhere, and someone came to lead prayer. And in the course of leading the prayer, he quoted a scripture in Romans 3:23. I'm going to read it to you now. It says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And as soon as he said that we know that we have all sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God, and that we should start praying and confessing our sins to the Lord. Well, I didn't know much then, so I confessed my sin to the Lord and described myself as a sinner. I want to share some few things with you today which will help you think as you ought to, as the Word of God says concerning you. You see, now before that scripture in verse 23, in Romans 3:23, there were other verses. You know, people take that particular part and create a doctrine out of it. But before that particular part was mentioned, there were several things that were said before that. Okay, and I'd like to read from verse 20 to you. He says, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law your sin." In other words, by the doings of the law, by doing the Ten Commandments, you know, the law is the law of Moses. The law he's talking about is the law of Moses. In certain places, he calls it Moses. You see, this is by the deeds of the law, by the doings of the law, there shall nobody will be justified. The word justified means to be declared righteous in the sight of God. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Then verse 21 says, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets." Now there was a righteousness that came by the law. If you read in Romans chapter 8, verse 3, you see it. There was a righteousness that was by the law. Okay, by doing the law and doing all that you're supposed to do, you stood before God without any sense of guilt or any sense of inferiority or anything like that. That's one of the definitions of righteous. Okay, but then he says, "But now," in verse 21, "but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested." He says it was witnessed, it was spoken of by the law and the prophet. Then in verse 22, he says, "Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe." Have you believed? Then he says, "For there is no difference." No difference between what? No difference between the Jew and the Gentile. If you read from verse 1, which I believe you should do today. If you read from verse 1, Romans chapter 3 from verse 1, you will notice he was talking about the Jews and the Gentiles. He says, there is no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. Then it says, "For all have sinned." Who have sinned? "For the Jew and the Gentile have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. That is why the righteousness of God, which is by faith in Christ Jesus, is available for all and upon all them that believe." So the day you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you receive the righteousness of God into your spirit. And when you receive that righteousness of God into your spirit, you are no more described as a sinner. Look at verse 22 again. It says, "Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ." Verse 21 said, "But now the righteousness of God without the law." This righteousness has nothing to do with the law. It says it has been made manifest. And it was spoken of. It was witnessed by the law and the prophet. In other words, Moses spoke about it. Genesis to Deuteronomy spoke about it. Isaiah and all those people spoke about it. You see, "Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe." That was why I asked you initially, have you believed? If the answer is yes, then you are no more a sinner. Because it says, "For there is no difference between the Jew and Gentile. Therefore, if any of them will believe, they will be taken out of being sinners and made righteous." Hallelujah. "For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God." Now, if you have a good Bible, which I believe you do, you will not see a full stop there. What is there is a semicolon, you see. Then he goes on and says, "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of them which believe in Jesus." I don't know if you understand what about. You see, he says, we are justified because all have sinned and are come short of the glory of God. Okay, all those who have believed are now justified freely, verse 24, by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Jesus did not give his blood for nothing. He gave his blood so that you will not be a sinner anymore. Say to yourself, I'm not a sinner, because you are not a sinner. Look at verse 25. It says, "Whom for God has set forth Jesus to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, he might be righteous, and the righteousness of him which believeth in Christ Jesus." God has made your righteousness now. You are no more a sinner, brothers and sisters. Say to yourself, I'm not a sinner. Because you are not. I'm not a sinner. I refuse to describe myself or to be described as a sinner. I am not a sinner. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.